Back home at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ in Southwest London, you might hear a bit of violin playing in the background because John is practicing the violin and I'm reunited with the Rocket R58 again, and I've come back with a few coffees roasted by Fürth Café in Vienna, and CGP kindly gave me a coffee that he doesn't really get along with as well as all the others that he has. And he's got some beautiful Ethiopian ones, he's got some from Brazil, he's got some from Guatemala, and this particular one is from Mexico. It's of course a Arabica bean, it's an organic bean, and it's the Mexican Motozintla. Now I don't know where that is, I've got to look that up. And I've just pulled it through the R58 and I dosed it at 19 grams or just under 19 grams, got an extraction of 30 seconds, which gave me 28 grams of liquid fluid. The temperature 92, everything I think in parameters that are absolutely the norm. Of course, you can tweak and play around and decide after you've tasted that particular extraction whether these parameters need to be tweaked. But I tell you what, although that bean is not the youngest, it's been roasted on the 7th of March. He left the bag for me, well sealed and everything. So well in its freshness, obviously, still very acceptable. The flow was beautifully and creamy and thick and lovely, and the crema is well up there. You know, there was a lot of Guinness effect happening. But let's take it to the nose, because the nose and the palate will actually really be the judge of that bean. I know because I've pulled one already this morning, which I've done for Shirley as a latte, and she loves it. It's got these chalk notes that she just loves in a latte. So we know that milk really cuts through it beautifully. But what is it like as an espresso? Well, it does smell delicious. I mean, it's got some kind of floral notes in there. Not overpoweringly so, it's sweet. And yes, maybe at the very end there's even kind of some fruit, some more of a kind of a, I wouldn't call it zestiness, but I can't pinpoint it. My God, it's so difficult to really get your nose working well for you. So, let's just take a sip. It's very smooth. It's not as heavy as I thought it might be, but it's well-rounded, it's velvety. At the end, it's got kind of a coffee bitterness. I mean, I don't mean this in any negative way, but a hint of coffee that you equate coffee with, especially if you get coffee that is roasted not quite as lightly as we are accustomed here in London, the metropole of coffee almost. It's really grown so much over the last few years, and a lot of beautiful artisan roasters have really pushed the limits to getting everything out of the bean and not pushing the roast too far. Now, this is by no means a dark roast, no, but still, it has more of a hint of roast and nuttiness in there as well, but it's quite floral, it's nice, it's beautiful. I mean, it doesn't throw me off my rocker, but it is a nice, very pleasant coffee. Maybe something that wouldn't stand alone as a single origin espresso, but I could imagine this working very well in the AeroPress, this working very well as a filter coffee in the morning especially, and as a milk-based drink, and also maybe blend it with something else. Of course, I'll repeat, I am no roaster, I am no blender, but I'm trying to hone my palate more and more and get the skills of a barista absolutely spot on so that we can work together and I can feed back a few things. So that's great. So I think this is a lovely coffee. I think you should, CGP, Fürth Café, get accustomed to it a bit more, play with it, and just deal with it with love. That's what it's all about. Deal with coffee with love. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is back in London and reunited. Very happy to be back.